You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the visual arts. So happy to welcome the Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs in Michigan, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
Since this will be heard on and around Valentine's Day, I would like to officially declare myself an art lover.
Well, you're also a heart wearer.
I am.
You have one on your shirt today. It's great.
I am known for finding shapes of hearts everywhere, like in a bar of soap, in an old leaf on the ground, and then I share those pictures.
I love it. You have an artistic eye.
Is that what it is?
High visual intelligence.
You know, I wonder about that because your job, your whole life, your career is involved in the arts. And then I wonder, do I have a good, intelligent visual arts eye? How do you know when you're looking at art and if you're looking at it the right way?
Well, you know, Lisa, there are some really wonderful mindfulness activities where, you know, in a week, folks say, you know, look for the color yellow. You know, just like look for it. And you find, I'm looking at this control to tape on your microphone is yellow. And
okay.
I never would have noticed that. Anyway, and so you finding heart shapes is a really wonderful, like, mindfulness trick.
Oh, I love it. And Speaking of loving art, because of our Omari and what he brings to this segment, you've introduced me to a lot of great local artists. And I was thinking maybe we should talk for a few minutes about the artists we love.
No, absolutely.
Who do you love?
I love it. Everybody.
Everyone?
Who do you love?
Well, you know, locally or nationally?
Yes.
I went to the Guggenheim in New York and fell in love with Kandinsky.
Yes,
that really speaks to me.
Inspired by music, and they're called like improvisation number, fill in the blank.
Right.
You know? And just really great energy. When I was an art student in high school, I actually was super into his work and modeled my own. That was partly because I could not draw.
Oh, I'm a horrible drawer.
And his work was very accessible to me. But I also just like, I really enjoyed learning more about what he was up to
right.
and what his peers are up to, too.
I like his landscape with rolling hills. Now, locally, you, Omari, introduced me to local glassblower Larry Nissen, part of the West Side Art Hop. I can honestly say I love every single piece I've ever seen that he's done.
Well, you also have to love Larry and his enthusiasm for his work. Like, Larry is so generous with giving his work away, inviting people into his practice.
Right.
And honestly, Lisa, that's part of the joy of having artists in a community is not only are they inspiring folks by what they create, but when they bring people in, it's also a special kind of moment. They don't have to, but it's especially special when they do.
An artist in the community that I actually did a story on last summer during the Ann Arbor Art Fair is Jocelyn Eden. And she's technically a graphic designer, but I follow her on Instagram and I just love the colors, the use of colors. She does a love picture that I loved. And she's somewhat similar to Amanda McKee, who you've had with the events at the Ann Arbor Art Center. David Zinn, of course, the chalk artist.
Yeah, you know, Lisa,
it brings joy.
All this is really great, and it is very empowered for you to just like who you like, you know?
Yeah.
In the, quote, art world, there can be a lot of pressure for people to feel like they need to get it. You know, they need to understand what this painting is saying or understand a certain kind of history about work in order to be able to love it. And it's just, like, completely wrong. You just, like, go and you see things, and if you like it, you love it, just own it, you know?
You know, I'm obsessed with flowers and taking pictures of flowers. And I was at the peony garden. I count down to the days in the Ann Arbor Nichols Arboretum and ran into a local artist, Janet Kohler, who was doing a sketch of the peonies. And it spoke to me. I was so honored to meet her and see her beautiful art. I know we're leaving people out and I'm sorry about that, but these are just a few that have come to mind. So many great artists in this town.
We are very lucky. You know, and Lisa, I got a little bit of inspiration. At the beginning of January, I went to a conference in New York City, and I played hooky only a little bit, and by only a little bit, kind of a lot. But I was doing good things. I was going to museums.
You got it all justified in your brain.
Yeah. And so, you know, I went to the Whitney, and I saw this giant Andy Warhol exhibition. Jay-Z said hi to me also, by the way.
So that's what? You bumped into Jay-Z?
I bumped into Jay-Z, and he said hi to me. He looked at me. But, you know, I was all over. I was at the New Museum and saw work by Sarah Lucas. And, you know, Guggenheim, the New York Historical Society, and Lisa, across all of it, I left New York feeling very appreciative of what artists do and for organizations that hold space for artists to show their work in a community. Whether that organization is a museum, whether it is the exterior wall of their building, right. Whether that organization is something super informal as someone's home that invites people over, it is just a real joy and privilege to be able to see creation, you know,
right.
to see creation and to be inspired by it. And that sounds a little hokey. I've just found myself just like very moved by it and also just like moved by you. You know, I come in every month and we have our chats, and your idealism and your kind of enthusiasm for art, it's a great dose of love for me.
And we love you for what you bring to Art and Soul. Thank you very much for that. And speaking of which, still a lot going on in February?
Yes. The Ann Arbor District Library has, across their branches, space that's filled with art. Even though you think it's a library,
right.
And you think books first, yeah. But they are continuing to evolve that idea about what you expect with libraries. In the downtown main branch, they have a photo exhibition of the Dunbar Center. The Dunbar Center was formed in 1923 as a real hub of African-American culture in Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay.
Providing social services and just like social activities for Black folks in the area. Eventually evolved into the Ann Arbor Community Center. These photos that they have up just show Black life in Ann Arbor in the most wonderful way, because it gets this idea of representational justice, where it's nice to see people who look like your neighbors smiling, washing a car, playing ball, just being regular people. It's a lovely set of photos that they have.
Ann Arbor women artists use their cameras to capture images showing the diversity, beauty, and wonder of water. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, and you know, it's in a space that people may not know about. It's the Argus Museum on the Old West Side, 525 West William Street. And it features a few artists who are each thought about what water means to them and who have been capturing images of water. And it's on display. And so it's going to be up February 21, opens with a reception and a chance to kind of meet folks 6 to 8 p.m. So I encourage people to go by. It's going to be up through the beginning of May.
Called Water is Life.
Water is life, absolutely. And speaking of art that I love,
yeah.
So the University of Michigan Museum of Art has an exhibition up now called Abstraction, Color, and Politics in the Early 1970s. Centerpiece, focal piece of this show is this giant piece by artist Sam Gilliam. He's known for paint staining canvases and then hanging them drape-like on walls. And Lisa, it's, for me personally, it's breathtaking work, you know, because you see every time the work is hung, it's hung in a slightly different way. And so you see the piece slightly differently. And I just find myself getting lost a little bit in the folds, in the abstraction. I was just like so excited that I get to see his work now.
And where is this going to be?
It's at UMA, at the University of Michigan Museum of Art. And it's up through the beginning of September 2019. Riverside Art Center.
Right, Ypsilanti.
In celebration of Black History Month, has an exhibition up, This Ain't Nothing New, Black History Month celebration, an art exhibition. So drop by there. You know, it features work from our neighbors. You know, it's just a great way to think about and reflect on this month.
We've loved talking to you, Omari Rush, on this Valentine's Day edition of Art and Soul. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.